All angels have wings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. All angels have wings. What a wonderful thought. We think of angels as being spiritually illumined beings. We think of angels as being, so to speak, God's right hand, or God's expression of good and happiness and so forth. And that's a lovely thing. But whenever we think of angels, we think of beings that have wings. And now, why do they have wings? We have given them wings because every one of us has that internal attitude that we'd love to fly. We'd love to fly on our own and go with our own locomotion, with our own wings like a bird, and fly wherever we'd like to go. And that is an unlimited attitude. It's an idea that is so spectacular and so wonderful that we think that would just be the most wonderful thing that could ever happen to us. Now, what does it really mean that an angel has wings? Now, in our ancient times and ancient writings, they had angels that had wings, and this is how they felt they could motivate. Now, they didn't realize that we have thoughts, and our thoughts can take us anywhere we want to be. That we really don't need wings to take us places. It's just the wings of our imagination, the wings of our dreams, the wings of our thinking. And these are very wonderful wings to have. But truly, they're not the physiological wings that we visualize, the wings that we see on the backs of angels coming out of their robes, how beautiful that might be. But all of us have wings. All of us are angels. An angel is a spiritually illumined being. All of us are spiritually illumined beings, everyone, without exception. Even the Bible tells the story of the fallen angel. And everyone is an angel, whether you consider yourself fallen or regular. Now, just what kind of an angel would you like to be? What kind of an angel would I like to be? Would I like to be limited to the concept of my physical body? Limited to the concept of whatever this body can entertain and be? Or would I like to take my consciousness and soar off into the planet of unconditional love? Would I like to soar into the moon or the sun or the stars and look at the heavens, which in truth we're really doing? Now, we're not taking our physical bodies along. We're going in our mental, spiritual bodies because they have the capacity to do anything. Our mental, spiritual bodies are not bothered by temperature or by atmosphere. We do not need to breathe. We do not need to drink or eat or sleep or do anything. Our mental, spiritual bodies are unlimited. It's only our physical bodies that we limit, and we limit this by our thought about it. We limit this by our attitude about it. And what a silly thing to do. Would you limit a child by what it appears to do at this moment? Or would you limit an unlimited child to the realization that it can do anything it wants to do? It can achieve greatness as it wishes to achieve it. It can achieve non-greatness and just be a normal, ordinary being, having a good life, doing whatever pleases it, living in whatever limitation or unlimitation that it might have in its mind. We are oftentimes putting labels on things. We want to say that things are this way and that way, that things must be with wings on their back to fly, that we have to have an airplane, we have to have something that is lighter than air, we have to have something that is so fantastic. Well, we really don't, because air is not what holds us up. It's our decision what holds us up. Oh, there have been many people who have flown without wings, who have gone from one location to another without wings, without an airplane, without anything, just by thought. And with that thought, they can leave evidence of their having been there. They can move things in the room. They can do things. Oh, yes, they can move things, even though they're just in thought body. Because in thought body, they can accomplish anything they want to accomplish. They can even be appearing as a physical being. There's no reason why not anything is possible. All these things are attitudes of mind. They're attitudes of consciousness. They're attitudes of what we believe about ourselves. Is that what is exciting to us? Well, angels don't have to have wings, but all angels do have wings. And the wings are representative of the idea that we are unlimited. The wings are a concept of our ability to do anything we want to do at any time we want to do it, in any way we want to do it. And that's kind of very special. That's a very special thing for us to think about. Now, are you ready for such an excursion into the infinite? Are you ready for such an excursion into the allness that is? If you are, then wonderful things are ready to happen for you. Wonderful things are ready to happen in your life and in your world and in your experience. But are you ready for that? Now, that's a good question, isn't it? Very good question. What are you ready for? What kind of a life would you like? Are you in the attitude of the early thought system that we have wings to fly? Birds, butterflies, creatures can fly, squirrels can fly, bats can fly. All sorts of mammals could fly in the early prehistoric days, and we have evidence of that very clearly. But they all spread their wings. They all spread their body in some way to allow them to glide. And gliding is not really flying. And of course, flying is not really going in an airplane from here to there or flying with an angel wings. Flying is really the idea of going from here to there and needing nothing to take you there. Not your body, not your mind, not anything, but you think the thought that you are here, and then the thought that you are there, and you are there. Now, you say, if that's so easy, why doesn't everyone do that? Well, everyone does do that. But they do it in their altered state of consciousness, and they're unaware that they're doing it, and because they're unaware that they're doing it, they don't believe that they're doing it. And yet, in truth, they're doing it. We've had evidences of this time and again, and we will continue to have it, and we will continue to doubt it, because that is just a deranged or unstable mind that thinks such thoughts. And yet, that is the most stable consciousness that we could ever imagine. The mind that believes that all angels have wings, but the wings are not wings that we see. They are the wings of thought, the wings of dreams, the wings of imagination, the wings of the reality that we are. When you're ready to start experiencing that, then you'll start acknowledging that you already do it. You'll start recognizing times that you do it. And instead of doing it in an altered state of consciousness, you will do it in a conscious state of consciousness in which you are totally aware of what you're doing and how you're doing it. Because really, what difference does it make whether we fly or whether we teleport ourselves? None of these things are of any consequence whatsoever. The only consequence is, in our relative form, we want to know that we are doing it. And when we know that we are doing it, then we are fully conscious on our relative world of the wonderful adventures that we are engaging in, and it is exciting. So this is something that each of us can do, each of us can become aware of. All angels have wings, but the wings are not necessarily things. The wings are concepts. And let's enjoy that. The next time you have an out-of-body journey, or you have a journey in your consciousness that you've gone someplace, stop immediately and grab a hold of it. And be aware of it. And say, now, how did I do that? I'm going to do that again. And then practice it, doing it again and again and again. And if this is something that you choose to do, you will find you will do it wonderfully, beautifully, and fantastically. All angels have wings, but they're not what we think they are. They're more magical, more wonderful than we could ever imagine. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.